listening to that, the BBC political editor, Mark Devenport. So help us understand, Mark, where's this at?
Well, I'd concur with Stephen Farry, who I think there was suggesting that basically what we're looking at is probably not a comprehensive deal, even though a lot of the parties said they wanted one, but probably a deal which will major on the finance, the welfare reform, where they've agreed a way forward, and probably setting up these new institutions on the past. Those will be the major elements of the deal. Maybe also something on the Stormont institutions, slimming down the bureaucracy at Stormont, but it doesn't look like we're going to get much by way of progress on either flags or parades. And where it's at right now, well, sources have suggested to us that a roundtable meeting will be held at 10:30, so just as you're going off air there, Stephen, and that either at that meeting or maybe just before that, they will, the British and Irish governments will present the local parties with what's called a heads of agreement.
It's a deliberate
document,
which
covers all these issues.
A deliberate snub, Mark Devenport, to the Nolan Show during this process. I can't believe they're scheduling it for 10:30.
Is it Hugo D or is he off over the Christmas period? I'm sure he'll bring his analytical skills to bear upon it.
So pretty clear there, Mark, from what you were saying as we were listening to Stephen Farry, pretty clear that flags and parades, they're not going to be sorted. They will set up some type of commission around parades, but flags, he said, haven't really even been discussed.
Yeah, it looks like flags haven't been discussed. I expect the suggestion to be along the lines of the Haas talks, where they were going to be putting it into this commission discussing flags and identity and culture. Probably a similar kind of suggestion, but maybe nothing very hard and fast. And parades, well, we've had this situation where the unionists have been insisting that they haven't been negotiating on parades, so it's pretty hard for the governments to come up with a very firm alternative to the Parades Commission. Again, they may suggest a way forward, but I don't expect it to be very hard and fast.
This does come down, Mark. You know, if you have a look at Sinn Féin, this does come down to whether they can sell to their electorate that they've accepted any type of changes on welfare reform when they publicly said they wouldn't.
Yes, and you know, that has been a bit of a puzzle, because the welfare reform conundrum, which for so many months we've been saying has been the huge thing that might bring Stormont crashing down, seems to have been resolved relatively easily. As explained to us, they've decided that within the bounds of what was already budgeted for in the draft budget, where £70 million would be set aside, that they would be able to set up a top-up system, effectively topping up people's benefits. If they get them cut by the UK reforms, they get that little bit extra out of a Stormont supplementary fund. And one wonders, if this was as easy as it's now being presented to us now, why this hadn't emerged from the months of talks which they had on this issue, the committees that went all over it. So I think we're going to have to analyse it when we get the actual detail and see if it is as easy and as good as some people are saying, because I am sure others will come back and say, well, hang on, is this a bit of a cave-in or a U-turn by Sinn Féin?
I know Peter Robinson was saying over recent months, Mark, that the fines that had been imposed because welfare reform, the changes were not implemented in time to avoid those fines, that he felt that we should be able to negotiate those fines back. It doesn't seem like that's happening, does it?
Well, certainly the indications I was getting overnight is that this improved offer, whilst it may have been improved in a number of ways by David Cameron and the Treasury, it was not improved in relation to the fines, that the UK government was digging in almost as a point of principle, saying, look, if we don't go ahead with these fines, in some ways it will be unfair to other parts of the UK, which did implement welfare reform on the agreed timetable, and that therefore, you know, it will be setting up a kind of a two-tier system or not recognising that. So, basically, on that point, I think, though, when Stephen Farry was hinting that there might be a bit more, if you like, a bit more discussion to be had about the financial package, I imagine the Stormont politicians are still trying to press on that.
Yeah. Or, Mark, that's what Cameron could be keeping in his back pocket.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I was... Sorry, you were ahead of me on that game. Basically, that's probably a bit of the wriggle room, potentially. Or there are other elements in this. For instance, I think some money that they asked for as a grant, I say some money, I think they asked for £300 million as a grant for various infrastructure projects linked to things like shared housing. In the latest offer, it's a loan. So again, you could maybe get some sort of change there.
Here's the final question, Mark, do you get a sense, just having watched this process unfold, that the days of Northern Ireland pleading a special case, that the tolerance for that is starting to wear a little bit thin, because we have over the last couple of days heard Teresa Villiers, the Secretary of State, and others from that administration say that, look, they've got to be seen to be fair to everyone in the UK. Are our chances of pleading the special case starting to wear thin?
Well, I think so. I think obviously we've had a change of government from the days of Tony Blair, when this was very high on his agenda, when violence was more of a recent memory, and the British government was very keen not to see any kind of resurgence in the Troubles. Also, there were maybe better economic times, so it was more possible to throw cash at the problem than it has been now, when UK politics is dominated by efforts to get the deficit down. And so this government, David Cameron, has always really tried to, I suppose, adopt a different position, whereby Northern Ireland secretaries handle Northern Ireland and the Prime Minister stays out of it. And it was a very different dynamic that we had when David Cameron came to visit, and there were these harsh exchanges between him and Gerry Adams across the negotiating table. You couldn't have imagined that in the Blair era. So it is change times, but of course people are also looking forward to the next government and what could be the realities there. The economic realities look like they're not going to get any better, but it could be that some of our local politicians may be influential in a future Westminster Parliament, so that also could change the dynamics.
I was supposed to be having Christmas dinner with some of the people up in Stormont today, and now that's been cancelled. Some of my friends are up there having to work. So tell me this, when are we going to hear? When's this deadline going to be an actual deadline?
You're sure it's been cancelled? I might have to feed that in as part of the general information in terms of working out when this deal's going to be, Stephen.
Do we know? Seriously, is this going to end today?
Well, look, this is the thing. We've already broken the deadline, haven't we? Because Teresa Villiers said, I think it was the night before last, we're going into the final day of these talks. And according to my watch, the final day finished at midnight. But the problem is that whenever you get somebody setting a deadline, if things appear close, and I think it is fair to say that right now things do appear close. There seem to be some real negotiations, not just people sort of pulling shapes or abusing each other in some kind of megaphone diplomacy. It's very hard for a talks chair to close something down and potentially be portrayed by the others, by the politicians, as a wrecker of something that really could have been sorted out. So that's why we're into extra time right now. I don't know what the Villa's equivalent of Fergie time is, but we're in that right now.
Mark Davenport, thank you very much indeed. And obviously, as things unfold today, Radio Ulster is the place to be.